WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. A federal judge in California has ordered six federal agencies to offer to reinstate probationary employees who were fired last month. A group of unions challenged the firings. The judge said neither the Office of Personnel Management nor its acting director had the authority to direct the firings across federal agencies. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
The federal judge found the firings didn't follow federal law and required the administration to send immediate offers of reinstatement.
His order could cover the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, Interior, and Treasury. More than 20 states, meanwhile, are suing the administration over mass layoffs at the Education Department. California Attorney General Rob Bonta.
The Trump administration's directive to shut down the Department of Education through a massive reduction in force is unlawful and cannot stand.
The Education Department is cutting in half its staff. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammy McCormick.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee's downtown transforms Saturday into a sea of green. The 57th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade is this weekend, with street closures kicking in at 10 a.m. Over 100 units are parading. That includes the Irish dance performances and live music. The parade route spans from Wisconsin Avenue and MLK Drive to Water Street at Highland. The Milwaukee County Transit System will provide free rides on buses starting at 6 Saturday night. The Trump administration is threatening UW-Madison over protests about the war in Palestine. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Department of Education, now led by Linda McMahon, sent letters to 60 universities across the country, accusing them of violating Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Title VI requires that any organization receiving federal funds bans discrimination based on race, color, or national origin. And the letter threatens, quote, potential enforcement action, end quote, but wasn't more specific than that. Trump and his surrogates have said they would crack down on what they call anti-Semitism on campus, saying the schools failed to protect Jewish students and faculty. Last year, UW-Madison students camped out as a protest against the war in Gaza, and that movement ended when police broke up the demonstration. Protesters, both students and faculty and police, were hurt. Now, these letters may be just the start, because we're already seeing what can happen next. Last week, the Trump administration canceled $400 million in federal funding to Columbia University over students' pro-Palestine protests.
In the debate last night, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel clashed over crucial issues. Those included abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The two judges are vying for a seat that will determine the court's ideological balance. The April 1st election is just 3 weeks away. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny and very spring-like today with highs reaching 50. And we'll still see some sunshine tomorrow with highs getting warmer to near 60 degrees. But it'll be breezy with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour pushing us there. Then at night, showers and thunderstorms roll through, and some of them could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 56 degrees at our studios.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation.
They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our fantastic producer and engineer on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program. It is Thursday, March 13th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is a sunny day, a warm day. Mr. Zommers, I can feel that it is truly shorts weather. Temperature is going to be getting up into the 70s tomorrow.
For a couple days.
Yes, and then winter returns by Sunday.
Second, third, fourth winter.
Right. But in all seriousness, just for a second, if you live in Wisconsin, particularly, say, between La Crosse and Eau Claire, and then draw a line kind of over and down to Toma, and then over to Portage, and then down to Racine, Kenosha, that I'm very broadly speaking, southwest part of the state. I know people in Madison wouldn't say they're southwest, but if
comparatively.
But the southwest portion of the state, third maybe is a way to say it, maybe some severe weather tomorrow night. So just be aware of that. And what makes it kind of scary or scarier is that the meteorologists expect the worst of the severe weather tomorrow evening to come in after sunset. And so that's when it gets dangerous, and because it's darker out, obviously, and so darker. And so people, and there is some risk of tornadic activity. It sounds like most of the concern is for severe thunderstorms, not a lot of rain in this system because it's going to be so fast moving. But it's the wind, and so both straight-line winds and also a possibility, keyword possibility, for tornadic activity. So just keep an eye to the sky, keep an eye to the radio and your other weather sources, because could get kind of rough going for tomorrow.
May want to plan not driving too late.
Yep, yeah, exactly. So that's just, enjoy the nice weather today. Enjoy it during the day tomorrow. Get out there. But yes, temperature is going to plummet from 70s tomorrow into the 30s by Sunday afternoon.
A bit chillier.
Right now, we are not on every station across the Civic Media Radio Network that we're normally on because Wisconsin men's basketball pregame show is underway. The Badgers are playing in the Big Ten tournament. Big game coming up here in about a half an hour. So we will be ending our show today at 1:30 and enjoy the music for the last half. We can't do that?
Yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
Oh, we're not doing that. Apparently, we're not doing that today. But no, some of our stations across the network right now doing the pregame show for the Wisconsin Badger basketball game. They are taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. And it'll be shown on the Big Ten Network, but it's going to be aired for free across many of our Civic Media stations. You can find those stations via the Civic Media app, which you could download for free. So stick around. We're going to play What's Worse and have some great fun here in this hour on some of our stations. On other stations, you can catch Matt LePay, Brian Butch, and Wisconsin taking on Northwestern. Should be a good game. Northwestern beat Minnesota yesterday afternoon, kind of a little mild upset of sorts there. Northwestern was ranked number 13, Minnesota 12 coming into the tournament, in the tournament bracket, not overall, of course. Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the Big Ten tournament. If they win today, the Badgers, they would take on UCLA tomorrow. So we'll see. One game at a time. But first of all, the Badgers taking on Northwestern at the bottom of this hour on some of our stations. We'll kind of give you little updates as the show goes along as well. But right now at 10 minutes past the hour, 1 o'clock, time once again for What's Worse. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get time once again for What's Worse. No prizes to give away, no money involved, but it is your opportunity to have your voices heard. Normally, I say across all 11 stations in the Civic Media Radio Network, but today, you know, a third of them, or maybe two-thirds of them, something like that, right? Because of Badger basketball. But nonetheless, a great opportunity to have your voice heard. And this is timely as indeed, as Mike Lucas is fond of saying, because, as we said, lots of basketball. It is the season for tournament college basketball. The conference tournament's going on right now. The Badgers play Northwestern at the bottom of the hour. And then Selection Sunday, this coming Sunday on CBS, always one of my favorite things, going to seem a lot different this year without the legendary Greg Gumbel after his passing. But nonetheless, a great event, Selection Sunday. We'll find out where the Wisconsin Badgers rank in the final tournament seeding, and where they will play in the first two rounds, or if they get to two rounds, first two games. There's a chance they could still play at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee next Friday. But part of that might depend on the outcome of today and the rest of the Big Ten tournament. The point is, this time of year, Zommers, lots of people order the pizza. They're wanting pizza this time of year because there's no better food to eat, I don't think, during a basketball game than pizza. So, directly from the home office, as they say, what's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842.
I don't know that I've ever had pizza without sauce, except for one time when it was an accident. They didn't put sauce on it, and I got my money back.
Well, this brings up an interesting point, and the person who normally writes these, our co-executive producer, CP, and he is traveling, right? And so I put he's an important guy. He goes all over the country. And so I put a text into him. I said, if you have a minute, could you call in and explain pizza with no sauce or pizza with sauce? He says, I'm traveling. But he sent me an 8-second voice message. Now, I have not listened to this. Do we play it without listening to it on the air, or do we not?
We have a dump button.
I'm just going to say, you've got your finger on the dump button. And also, there's very high-level meetings right now at Civic Media, and everybody in leadership is at lunch. And so nobody's listening to us. So,
we'll be fine. Let's do it.
So here we go. Here is the unedited version of CP on pizza with sauce and pizza with no sauce. Here we go. All right. Let's try this again. I got to go back here. I'll try it here. CP. Here we go.
Pizza with sauce or pizza without sauce, basically. Believe it or not, some people don't like pizza sauce.
I guess that's true. I do know some people, just not a lot.
I asked him to explain what does it mean, pizza with sauce and pizza with no sauce, and he says, pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. Believe it or not, some people don't like sauce.
You know, it is that simple.
Who doesn't like sauce?
I know some people who it's not their favorite part. Like, they would rather just have a lot of cheese, but I think I know more people who would rather be swimming in sauce.
All right.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Go to Cindy listening in beautiful Appleton. Cindy, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse?
Pizza without sauce? What's the point?
Right?
Yes. It's got to have lots and lots of sauce.
I agree with you 100%. Not even close for me. I've never heard, how can you even make a pizza with no sauce?
Isn't that just breadsticks?
Right?
Triangular breadsticks?
I mean, Cindy, serious question. Have you ever gone to a place and even seen people order pizza with no sauce?
Hello?
No. Thanks, Cindy. I appreciate it. People, CP, Cindy, people, very, very few words today. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go down to beautiful Waukesha on WAUK. Rick listening in Waukesha. Rick, pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. What's worse?
Well, I'll tell you a fact. I was married to a Sicilian, and it's pizza with sauce I like, because one time she made me a pizza late at night, and she didn't have the stuff, and she put it on a pancake mix.
Really?
I had to turn it down. I couldn't eat it.
Wow.
It's a true story. And Tex with no sauce are better.
I appreciate it, Rick. Thank you so very much. Now, right there, if you've got a wife who's a Sicilian, I'm surprised she even used a pancake batter. I guess in a pinch. It was a
late. Maybe she just thought, I can do this. I'm good enough at this. I'll make it work.
But to have your husband turn it down.
Must be a low blow.
Late at night. And getting no sauce. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce?
Dave in New Berlin texts in saying, pizza with no sauce isn't pizza. It's a salad on a piece of bread.
That's a good point. Now, for those watching on the stream, and we have a lot of folks watching on the stream today. We appreciate that, largely because of Dan Schaefer and Dan Jacobs, of course. The photo, the picture we have on the screen on streaming on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and the like, the pizza with the sauce looks like a great pizza, a typical pizza. The one on the right, the picture for no sauce, it looks like it's a white sauce or a cheese sauce on the bottom.
It's hard to tell if it has sauce or if it's just melted cheese.
Right. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We go down to beautiful Greene County and the city of Monroe, that is. Angie in Monroe. Angie, pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. What's worse?
Actually, I'm in between because sometimes the sauce isn't very good.
Oh, so
it just depends on your sauce. And I would rather do no sauce and just do a little garlic on it. And because you can make flavor without having sauce.
Right.
On your breadstick. So as long as you have flavor on your breadstick, I mean, just put garlic on it and put some tomatoes on it. And you don't have to do all the red sauce. Because some places, like my heart, now that I'm older, I get heartburn really bad.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's so picky. And as long as it's got no preservatives, which actually Casey's doesn't have all the crap in it.
All right.
Because I don't get heartburn from them. So,
I was just down in Monroe last week, and my friends Kurt and Florcy and I, we ordered a Vince's pizza. You ever have a pizza at Vince's in Monroe? No, she's gone. All right, very good. You cut her off, though. We'll find out. If you're in Monroe, check out Vince's Pizza. They got great pizza, great sauce. Come on back. It's the All Balls Show on 7 Media.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
We're squad about that one.
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
We're squad about that one.
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
I'm just about ready to build the perfect pizza.
Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Give me pizza! P-I-Z-Z-A. Now I'm feeling kind of hungry.
Welcome back to the Tom Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock, Thursday, March 13th. Sommers, where'd you find that?
I was thinking, what songs do I know about pizza? And I remembered the Mary-Kate and Ashley show, just a show that my sisters watched when I was younger. And I remembered, pizza! And I was like, I think that's a song. And I looked it up, and yeah.
Good gravy.
It's not good.
No, but it says pizza. That's what we're doing right now. Welcome back. Our daily segment called What's Worse, where we ask you, the listening and viewer audience, obscure questions. And you tell us what's worse. Today's edition, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your search engine, type in Civic, not engine, but search bar in your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Media, it'll come up, little CM logo, click on that, takes less than a minute. It is free, gratis, cero, no dinero, not a dime, doesn't cost anything. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal, the Civic Media app. You can listen to all of our great programming and text in, and you'll want to do this now. Now, as I said before, the entire leadership team at Civic Media, all the decision makers, all the bosses, all the supervisors are gone right now. It's a desert in here. It's me and Zommers, and that's it. And so I'm not 100% sure whether I was supposed to say this or not, but nobody's listening from leadership, so they don't care. They won't find out. There's a contest coming up.
Ooh.
A text to win contest. And let me tell you, it's spectacular. The grand prize, I tell you what it is, but they do have a, I think the attorneys are still listening in their earpiece, so I can't tell you what the grand prize is, but it's going to be phenomenal. So download the Civic Media app, not just to play our little goofy game every day, what's worse, but as, and more importantly, for our upcoming Text Win contest, because you want to be all ready for that. What's worse? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Kurt in Waukesha, listening on WAUK. Kurt, pizza with sauce, pizza with no sauce. What's worse?
Well, first I'll say I have worked in the pizza industry for about 20 years. So definitely with sauce and extra sauce.
Yeah, so with sauce is better, so no sauce is worse.
That is focaccia.
All right, this is fantastic that you have worked in the pizza industry. Do you get requests from people? I'm asking this seriously. Are there people that say no sauce?
We get it occasionally because of acid complaints or, you know, stomach complaints.
Really?
So we will get it occasionally.
Boy.
And we usually advise, you know, because they do like the sauce, that if you've ever heard of, like, the pinza bread, which is a little bit less diabetic and very good, it has usually a different sauce that's sweeter, that's not as acidic.
Really? All right. I love it. I love this. I appreciate you listening and calling in with real pizza knowledge. So thank you, Kurt. Thank you very much, and have a great day down there in beautiful Waukesha. There you go, from a pizza expert. It actually does occur. Pizza with no sauce. 855-752-4842. Matthew on the text line, brand new texter from Menominee Falls. We appreciate that, Matthew. Thanks for listening. He says, is the grand prize in the text to win upcoming contest pizza with no sauce? No, it is not.
I promise you it's a lot better than that.
It's a lot better than that. 855-752-4842. We go to the North Woods. Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, what's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce?
Well, I love pizza with sauce, but my granddaughter insists on ordering a pizza with no sauce, and there's a place in Spooner, Wisconsin that sells that. I believe they call it cheese fries. So basically, It's the pizza crust just loaded with cheese and a little bit of garlic and stuff, and that's the way she goes. So.
Wow. All right. I'm learning every minute, and I love every minute of it. Thanks, Ollie. I appreciate that.
Plus, I'm sure there are people with allergies. Like, there's always going to be things that sound weird to everybody else, but that right. They have to eat for dietary reasons.
I think what's emerging here, Zombers, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, what's emerging here is this is not like a listed menu item or something that's normally done, but it occurs occasionally. That's maybe why I haven't heard of this before.
Although, Tyler in Columbia County just texted in saying, pizza with red sauce is worse, but if there's Alfredo or cheese sauce, I'll take that over no sauce.
Really? All right. Well, I've seen that, right? I mean, you know, our friend Ian's Pizza up here, where Zomers and I eat about every 8 days. There's only seven days in a week. And they're fantastic. They have the macaroni, the mac and cheese pizza, and they also have a chicken Alfredo pizza. So, yeah, you have different sauces. But the question right now is, what's worse, pizza with sauce, any kind, or pizza with no sauce? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Steve in Milwaukee says, with sauce, unless you have Papa Murphy's Mediterranean chicken pizza. That is good without sauce. That's so very specific.
Most of the time that no sauce is worse, but
right.
Sometimes it works.
Sometimes it works. What else do we have here? We have Jules listening on WXCO up in beautiful Wausau says, isn't no sauce pizza fries? Well, that's a good question as well. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce, Zomers?
I'm going to have to go with the majority here and say that pizza with no sauce is worse if you're still calling it pizza.
Right.
If you're saying it's breadsticks or pizza fries or something like that, that's a different thing. And if it's just pizza that has no sauce and you're not intending to dip it in sauce, then that's worse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. Pizza with no sauce is worse. Period. Hands down. Because one of our earlier callers, I mean, I think it was Angie or somebody or Cindy, it doesn't matter. One of our callers that are saying that not just sauce, but I want like lots of sauce on my pizza. I mean,
yes,
to me, the tomato and all the ingredients in that sauce, it makes all the difference in the world. And I like a crispy crust I like a good quarter to a half inch between the crust and the toppings of just sauce and crust.
That's
crispy like that. I love that. And so I absolutely think no sauce is worse. I wouldn't eat a pizza with no sauce. It's not pizza without sauce.
No, not really.
I mean, and again, I come from the old school, back to Richland Center, where you go buy your Chef Boyardee pizza, and that's just crust and the canned sauce. I know it's cheap and commercial, but the taste of that is just, and you put ground beef and green olives and some cheese. That's Richland Center pizza right there, my friends. All right, come on back. We have a news, weather, and sports update and more fun and games. Don't miss it. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pizza time.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In the debate last night, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel clashed over crucial issues. Those included abortion rights, election laws, and public sector unions. The two judges are vying for a seat that will determine the court's ideological balance. The April 1st election is just 3 weeks away. That major fire in Heartland yesterday led to the evacuation of a health club. The flames are coming from the Heartland Waste Management Facility and forced the evacuation of the nearby Wisconsin Athletic Club. Thick black smoke from the fire could be seen across the area. The incident remains under investigation. After a week-long closure due to unsafe lead dust levels, Trowbridge School in Milwaukee will welcome back students and staff tomorrow. It follows remediation efforts that took a little longer than expected. The Milwaukee Health Department says lead dust levels now meet safety standards, allowing the school to reopen. MPS officials have promised to continue testing and cleaning other buildings. They send shivers down the spines of some, and health officials say it's starting to be their time. Lisa Hale has a pest update.
Spring hasn't even officially begun. And yet, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says it's time to start thinking about ticks. The department posted to social media recently that adult ticks are active and have already been collected from the environment. To prevent tick bites, the DHS recommends using insect repellent on exposed skin and clothes, wear long-sleeved shirts, pants, and tall socks when outdoors, and check for ticks on clothes, gear, and your pets after being outside. Lyme disease, spotted fever, and other illnesses are spread by tick bites.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and very spring-like today with highs reaching 50. And we'll still see some sunshine tomorrow with highs getting warmer to near 60 degrees. But it'll be breezy with winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour pushing us there. Then at night, showers and thunderstorms roll through and some of them could be strong to severe. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Producer Jess P.S. here. Next time, Dom's back with Earl Ingram as co-host to discuss the ever-expanding campaign for Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tylenol Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 34 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock on Thursday, March 13th, 2025. What a beautiful day. Zomersk, we forgot to check. How's the what's the street cam looking like? Can we check out here in the corner of Fairchild and State Street in downtown Madison? Look at that. Oh, hang on. I'm going to adjust the camera. Give us a little music here, Zomers, and we'll walk.
Currently, the street cam is pointed a little bit too high. We see more of the sky than anything else. Todd is adjusting it. You can see the street, plenty of cars crossing. That's a lot better.
Because we have a look at that. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful shot of downtown Madison. We have a lot of people today joining us on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Higher than usual. And we appreciate that. And we know that it's not for me. It's because of our great guests, Dan Schaefer and Dan Jacobs, brought a lot of their followers along today. And we appreciate that. So here now, for those that might be watching, this is a bonus for those that, if you think, well, sometimes Todd puts me to sleep. He wouldn't be the first one. And so we need something to visually stimulate us during the show. Well, just check us out on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, the old X Factor now. And we give you the stream, the visuals every day. And you can check us out there either at the Civic Media or at the Todd Allball Show or just Allball Show, Allbaugh. Glad to have you along. And you can see, look at that. It's a delivery truck right now. Some people did some shopping. They're about to cross the street right there by the Overture Center. It's a beautiful day in downtown Madison.
You know, talking about visual stimulation, maybe one of these days I'll start playing Minecraft and just put it on one of the screens like they do on some TikToks and stuff. Sure. Or just maximum overstimulating visuals. Too many things going on.
Glad to have you along at 36 past the hour of 1 o'clock. One of our listeners from WMDX here in Madison texting in a brand new texter. We appreciate that as always. I said, what happened? I didn't hear what's worse. Well, a little late to the party, but that's okay. We'll repeat it. Our what's worse today involved pizza. What's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza without sauce? Sherry in Horicon, by the way, listening on MDX, says, I like sauce. And really, who doesn't? Well, I guess there are some people. And so it was great. We had Kurt calling in, who is an entrepreneur, a pizza maker, a pizza owner, who's been in the pizza business like 20 plus years. And he's telling us that occasionally some people, for whatever reason, digestive or otherwise, they order their pizza without sauce. So it is a thing, but I just prefer pizza with sauce.
Yeah, me too.
So appreciate everybody calling. And we do that each and every day in hour number two here on the show, asking you the less important questions about what's worse. Got to have some fun every day as well. Don't forget, if you're tuning in across the Civic Media Radio Network looking for the Wisconsin Badger basketball game, it is playing right now on some of our network stations that include the Badger Radio Network. Matt LePay and Brian Butch, Wisconsin, just underway now against Northwestern. You can hear those games via the Civic Media Radio Network if it is not playing in your area. But we hope you stay with us as well. Have a little fun here as well. Ollie in Northwoods calling back. Let's go to Ollie quickly, 855-752-4842. Ollie, what have you got for us?
Well, I have a burning question, actually.
Really? All right.
I don't know if it's on one of the Civic Media channels. They do a commercial for a tomato pie. Could you explain that to me? It's been killing me ever since the first time I heard it. Is that a real pizza or tomatoes?
All right. Like a commercial for one of our sponsors?
Yes, it's a place, I believe, in Madison that's,
yeah.
You have Doughboys, and then you have another one that's called Tomato Pie.
Yeah, it's Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Oh. It's a pizza place.
Yep. Oh, got it. I understand now. I've eaten at Salvatore's many times. I have a couple of locations here in Madison. It's a great place. I'm not just saying that because they sponsor. It's a great place. And I think maybe the difference is a tomato pie might be maybe more well known as deep dish or it's not the thin crust, it's a deeper dish. And instead of just having the tomato sauce, they might have actually kind of chunks of cooked tomatoes and more tomatoey in it and layers of cheese. So it's more like a pie rather than a thin pizza.
Well, what I was wondering, if it was the crust with tomatoes on it instead of tomato sauce.
I think there's both,
the
yeah.
Okie doke.
Well, that's a great question.
Quite a question.
I appreciate it. And timely indeed, given today's what's worse. So I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you picking up on that sponsorship. And yeah, Salvador's Tomato Pies here in the Madison area, a great business. We appreciate them being a sponsor. And even better, it is legit great pizza. So thanks, Holly. Appreciate you calling in. Have you been to Salvador's?
I only have once, but it was very good.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. Now, somebody on MDX says, what's not true? Somebody just texted and said, not true. What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right. Well, if they want to explain themselves or call in, we'll take the call. I think sometimes people just try to jerk around, you know, it's just like, throw me off. Anyway, let's talk a little bit what's going on in the national scene here today. Lots of local news in the first hour, and we love that. But let's take a little bit look what's going on around the country as well. The new Musk Watch Doge Doggy Tracker. I just like calling it Doggy instead of Doge. Shows savings under Elon Musk's reign of error, I like that, have been overstated by at least 92%. As Maxwell Smart once said in Get Smart, missed it by that much. So this is great. There's something called the Musk Watch Doge Tracker. And they find out now that this savings that Musk and Trump keep talking about has been overstated by at least 92%. That's fantastic. Musk is claiming he's saving taxpayers $4 billion with a B per day by selling property, firing workers, rooting out waste, and canceling contracts, leases, and grants. Here's the problem. There's next to no detail or documentation to back up purported savings. Well, that can be a problem. I mean, back in school, my teachers used to say, show your work. The documentation that does exist shows gross overstatement of potential savings to taxpayers. The Musk Watch Doge Tracker, and if you want to, don't take Todd's word for it, check it out yourself. Doge, D-O-G-E, D-O-G as in gross, E, .muskwatch.com, doge.muskwatch.com. It shows claimed cuts versus verifiable cuts. The tracker also lets you zero in on terminated contracts by location and by agency. The tracker even comes with a caveat that most savings claimed by Doge may be illusory or illusions because of illegal withholding of funds appropriated by Congress. So there you go. Talk about keeping us honest, keeping folks honest. Check it out. Doge.muskwatch.com. Doge.muskwatch.com. Not must watch as in must watch TV. Muskwatch.com. It's very different when you actually look at the facts and how the numbers line up than what Trump and Musk are claiming. And now there's this, as we said earlier in the hour, breaking news from CBS and other places that a judge today has temporarily, at least, reinstated several of these laid off / fired employees at many of these federal agencies. But that's just, I mean, at some point, people are human, right? So if you have or had one of these jobs, told you were fired, you file for unemployment, you're looking for new employment, now they say come back, but it's only temporary. Who wants to be jerked around like that? Just from a mental health standpoint. Do I have a job? Do I not have a job? Very disconcerting.
I can imagine a lot of them are not going to go back.
Exactly. Exactly right. And so that's the real reign of error here. Well, it's two things. It's the numerical things we just talked about. They claim to be saving all this money, but they're really not. When you look at it, they're exaggerating it by 92%. And in reality, they're causing strife, consternation, anxiety for real people. And they're putting services at risk to people in Wisconsin and all over the country. And that uncertainty, along with this tariff trade war, I didn't even get to today. Trump has put a $200 tariff on alcohol from Europe.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not making that up.
Wow.
Now he's going after European liquor.
What is the point?
I've known a couple of those, but I don't know. I don't know what the point is. I'm not sure what the point is. 855-752-4842. This is great. Tom in McFarland now is listening, and he is calling in to correct me on pizza versus tomato pie. This is fantastic. Tom, thanks for calling in. Tell us now, because I was putting it in, Ollie called earlier and asked about one of our great sponsors, Salvador's Tomato Pie. I just said to put it in layman's terms or something I thought was understandable. The closest thing I can think of that other people might relate to is like a deep dish pie. But please educate us, Tom. What is the difference?
There's a bit of a difference on that. A deep dish is more like your Chicago-style pizza. And that's more like a cheese casserole, for lack of a better term, or cheese lasagna. Very deep, very thick. Mm-hmm. A tomato pie, the crust is going to be more like, I think in terms of Pizza Hut and their traditional crust that they have.
Okay.
That's about as thick as it's going to be.
All right.
And it's not going to have as much cheese as a traditional pizza is going to have. When you look at your like standard pizza, that's more of like a marinara type of sauce. It's not going to be as thick as a tomato pie sauce. That's going to be a lot thicker. And not as much cheese. So you're going to have a thicker crust, not a deep dish, but a thicker pan style crust, a chunkier sauce, and less cheese.
This
of course, Salvatore's being the awesome place that they're going to be, they will make that pie any way you want it to. If you want cheese on it, tell them they'll load it up for you. No problem.
Do you work there or do you just frequent the business?
I do not. I happen to like their tomato pies. They're very good.
They're great. They're fantastic. And you did a much, much better job of explaining this than I did. So I appreciate you calling in. And
I'm from Chicago.
You're from Chicago. I think what we really need to do is we need to do a show from Salvador's, have you there, and we need to sample these on the air so we can accurately tell people.
I think that is an outstanding idea.
I do as well. Thank you, Tom. You've given me a new idea for an on-location show. Thanks a lot, Tom. We appreciate you listening to the beautiful Have you been to McFarland's, Amers?
Not. I've driven past it.
It's a beautiful community. It's one of those suburbs right south of Madison on your way to Stoughton. Stoughton gets a lot of play, which they should. It's a great community as well. But the McFarland is a slightly smaller city, but they have a beautiful little lake right there. And backwaters to the Ahara watershed. It's great. And my godsons used to run a lot of track meets at McFarland High School. They have a beautiful high school and a great track there. Beautiful little downtown. It's great. Check McFarland.
I do not get to enough places around the state. Like I'm from Manitowoc. I used to live there. So I've been to a lot of the towns around Manitowoc and like Sheboygan, Green Bay, and around that area in between the two. But I've only lived in Madison a couple of years, and I haven't adventured too far out of the city. And I would certainly like to, because I have, it's been great.
Absolutely. Wisconsin Sea is a great place. We appreciate Tom and McFarland. We're going to put that on our What Makes Wisconsin Great list, Zombers. We have to go do, and this is not just for fun, right? This is research for the show.
Right. Yes. Business expense.
We'll see about that, but we'll make a visit at some point to Salvador's Tomato Pies, who is a great sponsor of the Civic Media Radio Network, and we appreciate that greatly. We're going to take a short break here. Come back, we'll give you a little update on the Wisconsin Badger game against Northwestern, and we'll also wrap up the show. It's a great afternoon, a great day to be a Wisconsinite. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
A
voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Hi, Chef Grunder. Let's dive right into the machine shed. Fridays here mean all you care to have fried or broiled North Atlantic cod. Or try our bone-in seasoned catfish, lightly fried. More of a salmon lover? Choose between the machine shed's white wine sauce or apple bourbon glaze. Our sautéed savory shrimp will satisfy your taste buds with Old Bay seasoning and Asiago cheese. All great choices. Join us this Friday or every Friday for seafood worth savoring at the Shed.
I-94 and Highway 164, Pewaukee.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involved so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us here at 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC and CBS News, followed by a quick check of your weather. Sports update with our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens. And then it's on to the Maggie Dawn Show with the one and only Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 2 until 4, followed by Dom Selvia from 5 until 6, Pete Schwabba from 6 until 8. Rick Smith Across America, and then Native Roots Radio, all coming up here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Right now on select stations, and as Letterman likes to say, hopefully one of your stations has been selected. Right now on the Civic Media stations that carry Wisconsin Badger men's basketball, the Badgers are in a tight game early on. At last check, 14 minutes, 29 seconds left in the first half, so still a lot of time left. Northwestern leads Wisconsin 12-8. So early on in that one, a tight game. Badgers taking on Northwestern, who beat Minnesota yesterday. The winner advances to play UCLA tomorrow. Badgers right now ranked number 18 in the country and trying to up their spot for the NCAA seeding. At one point here a week ago, they were thought to maybe be a 2 seed. Right now, trying to hold on to maybe a 4. You don't want to slip to a 5 seed in the NCAAs because there's a good chance a 12 is going to beat you just statistically over the last few years. So be aware of that. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. If you want to call the pizza question, I thought Zomers, this would not be nearly as controversial as it was. But it turns out people have feelings on pizza with sauce and pizza with no sauce.
Turns out they do. And Sherry and Horicon texting in saying that she is Italian and her grandmother used to make pizza with no sauce.
Now here, this comes in, and look at how efficient the leadership meeting has broken up. There was a big leadership meeting here at Civic. It has broken up. Our CEO has taken time now to text me live on the show to bring us a question from a listener. Chris has sent in to the company and saying, "Hi, please ask Tom from McFarland, who is from Chicago," he says, "his thoughts on I don't even know how to pronounce it. Is it Pequods? Pequods? P-E-Q-U-O-D apostrophe S from Chicago. Chris says, I'm also a Chicago native, and I love Pequods, Pequods, however you say it, with a smiley emoji. So how about that? Today's segment of What's Worse has made it all the way to our CEO.
It sure has.
And, you know, how about that? That's fantastic. Let's see here. Dave in New Berlin says, Wow, Dave in New Berlin's day drinking. Says, I hate the drums for your last segment. It just means Todd is headed to the bar. Maggie is lovely and all. All right. Well, there you go. I guess he's saying he doesn't like to hear the drums because it means the show's almost over.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
All right. Dave makes me laugh. And we should all take time to laugh each and every day. So thanks, Dave. We appreciate your listenership. And thanks, everybody, for your feelings on pizza. Once again, it just says to me, we have to do more shows on location at pizza places. All right, let's see if we can get this in quick. While the current administration, i.e. the Trump administration, is out to end diversity, equity, and inclusion, Congress is not. The 335 members of today's Congress are more diverse and inclusive than ever before. According to Congressional Quarterly Roll Call data, 1 in 4 identifies as Black, Hispanic, Asian American, or Native American. Yet Congress is not as diverse as the U.S. population, in which more than 4 in 10 are non-white. Women are 51% of our populace, but only 28% in Congress. But talk about inclusion. To MAGA's chagrin, today's 119th Congress includes the first openly transgender member in history. Representative Sarah McBride, a Democrat from Delaware, is one of 13 members who identify as other than heterosexual. In Congress, 1 in 40 members identify as non-heterosexual, but for America as a whole, it's nearly 1 in 10. Bye-bye. Boomer is a thing in the House, where Generation X now outnumbers baby boomers 41-39%. I did not know that. Over in the Senate, have no fear, boomers still rule with 61% of them. And we have 19 immigrants serving in Congress. Yikes, 19. MAGA cannot like that, right?
Nope.
So what have we learned here today? Congress is not as diverse and inclusive as America, but it is trending in that direction.
Which is good. And we're getting younger people, too.
Absolutely. And speaking of younger people, last night we had the thing with Kreitlow and Up North News Radio, that great forum last night on the Supreme Court race. And one of the people on our panel talking about education, Christian Phelps, who is from the Eau Claire area in his 20s. And here he is now a member of the state legislature. I joked last night he brought the median age of the legislature down by 50%.
Yeah, he's been on Pat's show for a long time. And I've always been impressed with his ability to articulate thoughts that a lot of people have.
Yeah, no, I think it's fantastic. And we need more young people. We need people who represent the United States more in elective office. So this is good news. A little hope to end the show on. That it might not be where we want it, but little by little, poco a poco, as they say in Spanish, we are getting a bit more diverse, a few more opinions in our congressional and legislative representation. Great show today. Many thanks to Dan Schaefer. Also, many thanks to Dan Jacobs, to Aaron Zomers, to all of you for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine. We'll be back tomorrow with Peter Rapine and a wacky look at the week in review. Until then, this is Todd saying, whatever you're believing, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we'll be joined by Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, to talk about the people versus Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. A judge has ordered the federal government to offer reinstatement to fired probationary employees. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The Trump administration and DOGE came in and tried to fire everybody. They focused in particular on probationary employees and thought that they had the right to do that. But a federal judge has just held that indeed they did not.
More than 20 states have sued over the mass layoffs at the Education Department. New York's Attorney General Letitia James.
The administration's attempt to deprive our children of a quality of education is reckless, wrong, and immoral.
Russian President Putin says he has serious questions about President Trump's Ukraine ceasefire deal. Trump, a short while ago.
He put out a very promising statement, but it wasn't complete. And yeah, I'd love to meet with him or talk to him, but we have to get it over with fast.
Trump's negotiator is in Moscow. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.